In Louisiana, the Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness coordinates relief and law enforcement efforts at the state and municipal level. Sergeant Nicholas Stahl is a public information officer with the agency. Sergeant Stahl, just how would you describe conditions in New Orleans especially today?
Right now, obviously, New Orleans is not a good place to be. Clean water and food have been hard to get for a few days now. People are dealing with heat conditions and exhaustion, and basically one of the big factors is lack of information. It's very hard to get communications in or out of New Orleans.
Sergeant Stahl, do you know anything about the explosion that occurred this morning?
There was a fire in a train yard early this morning during the hours of darkness, and one of the train cars exploded, and they've since talked to the person that owns the property, and he said that there was no toxic materials there, but as you can imagine, the sound alarmed everybody quite a bit. Some of the nearby shelters, they got everybody up and ready to move in case that they needed to, and it turned out that they were okay. The fire didn't threaten any of the structures, but it got everybody very nervous for a little while.
You are with the Office of Emergency Preparedness, so I think people in New Orleans and people around the country watching this expect civil authority to be more prepared for emergencies.
Yes, sir. Obviously, nobody realized exactly what the scope of this hurricane was going to be. The last few hurricanes that New Orleans saw, they up until almost the last minute, they looked like they were also going to be very serious problems, but ended up to be a little less impressive than we originally thought. And so people that had been hearing those, storm warnings and then saw that the fairly minor weather that resulted, thought that the same thing would happen this time. And as a result, not nearly enough people evacuated before the disaster hit.
Sergeant, is there civil order in New Orleans today?
I think we're going to see the situation that we've seen in the last few hours change quite a bit. Large number of the people that were at the shelters have been evacuated already, and over the next 24 hours, we're going to see almost all of the rest of them moved as well. And at the same time, we're getting large numbers of National Guard reinforcements to help the state and city police try to reestablish some kind of order in the city.
Are snipers still shooting at people in New Orleans?
We haven't had any more reports of gunfire since late last night, but communications, obviously, inside the city is very difficult, so it's hard for us to tell exactly what's going on that level.
Yesterday, Sergeant, the mayor of New Orleans, Ray Nagin, issued what he called an emergency SOS to the country, asking for help. When you hear something like that, and you're the Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, what do you think?
Oh, it's a tough situation. The big question on everybody's mind right now, I guess, is what took so long with the national resources.
But you have the mayor of a major American city, 3 days after a hurricane has swept through, appealing to the country for help, apparently because his appeals to offices like yours and to the national government aren't bringing about the help that he needs.
I'm sorry, sir. I think you... I'm. The National Guard is a function of the state government, but we're by no means in charge of New Orleans.
No, but you're with the Louisiana Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, and you're coordinating the relief efforts for the area, including New Orleans. Just as an American citizen listening to this, I think to myself, what's going on? How could this be? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, sir, I do. I'm a citizen of Baton Rouge myself, and once we have some spare time to stop and think, I'm sure we'll be asking the same thing. But Louisiana, as a state, is trying to do the best that they can with what we have.
Are you saying that your office has not had the help from the national government that it expected?
Up to this point, no, sir, and it's just something that we're going to have to take a really hard look at in the future, but not something that we can really focus on at the moment. We've got much more important things to do.
Sergeant Nicholas Stahl of the Louisiana Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Sergeant Stahl, thank you and good luck there.
Thank you.
The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Michael Brown, says today that aid is getting to hurricane victims and that the government's response is improving. Things are getting better. We do hear those reports from New Orleans and from the area. As this crisis continues, more people are turning to the internet to search for missing relatives or tell tales of survival. There's a list of links to sites at npr.org. And there you can also see our Hurricane Katrina blog and the very latest updates on rescue and relief efforts in the Gulf Coast. It's at npr.org.